So you're talking about jewelry. I was gonna ask you last time, like if you have beads around your neck,
mm-hmm.
you'd call it a what of beads?
A necklace, a string of beads.
Okay, okay. What do you hold over you when it rains?
A parasol.
Okay, you call anything else?
Umbrella.
Okay. What do men use to hold up their trousers, or old men, if they don't have a belt, they use?
Suspenders.
Okay, you ever hear it called anything else?
No.
Okay. When you make the bed, what's the fancy top cover that you pull over last?
Bedspread.
Okay. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Okay. And have you ever seen anything that's like a pillow, except it's about twice as long as a pillow?
Oh, what do they call them? Roll-up pillow. Isn't it a roll-up pillow?
Okay.
It's a long pillow, odd-looking thing.
Yeah.
My daughter has one on her bed.
Yeah. You might say that pillow didn't go just partway across the bed.
It went halfway.
Well, it went further than that. It went...
three-quarters of the way.
Further than that.
It didn't go all the way across. It just went a half.
It didn't go just partway. It went...
three-fourths of the way.
More than that. So it covered the whole bed. You'd say it went...
all the way.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All across.
Okay. What do you call a bed cover that's old-fashioned and it's hand-pieced out of scraps of old leftover?
Oh, it's a quilt.
Okay. Okay.
Or a crazy quilt.
A crazy quilt. Is there a difference between...
well, them? No, there's the same, except you just put every kind of little piece of material in there and they call it a crazy quilt.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I made them before.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I never made one. What would you call it if it was big and fat and fluffy?
Puffy quilt.
Okay, okay. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children might especially like to sleep on?
A sleeping bag.
Okay, anything else if you didn't have just a regular sleeping bag, but you just...
oh, you can... a mattress.
Okay.
An air mattress, you can also sleep on them.
Okay, okay. What if you just made out some... you know, like two or three...
a pallet.
Okay. What would you usually make?
All right. A pallet is combined with one blanket.
Uh-huh.
Or two.
Uh-huh.
It all depends on how the person can sleep.
Uh-huh.
A sheet, fold it in half, just uh-huh. like a roll-up bed.
Yeah.
And then you put a pillow. And then you just open it, uh-huh. slide yourself in, and pull the covers back over. It's just like a sleeping bag.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because some of my girls in my group don't have sleeping bags.
Yeah.
So I have to go to their house and show them how to fold it and roll it up and put a rope around it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have to carry it on their back, hooked up on our pack.
Yeah, we always did that at camp. We had to roll it real tight.
Mm-hmm. That's what we did.
Yeah. If you had a farm, you'd probably have, like on your land, you'd have different kinds of land, you know, different kinds
of... fertilizer, you mean?
Well, you
mean to plant, like corn.
Yeah, and you might have some land that had water standing in it a lot of the time. What would you call some land like that?
God, I don't know. Well, my husband's ought to be here this morning to tell you everything about that.
Okay.
A drainage is where the water drains off, but they also have where the water stands still. I don't know what they call that.
Okay. When you have something that, you know, drains the water off, what do you call that thing they have to dig to drain the water off?
It's a drainage.
Okay.
They dig with a pick or a shovel,
uh-huh.
and they make like a little trench, and all the water goes right down there towards wherever you want.
Yeah. How deep is the trench
usually? Oh, about a foot.
Mm-hmm. If it was 3 feet deep, what would you call it? Would you call anything different, or would you still call it a trench?
Just call it a trench or a drainage.
Okay.